It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it. As always, good morning to you, Randy.
Randy, man. Yeah, all good, Andy Bunker, as we are one day closer. Well, I mean, whenever Friday, whenever we're at a bar, I include that into the weekend.
Yeah, tomorrow basically is the weekend.
Yeah, so yeah, this is our last day of work.
Not only that, big news tomorrow. We finally achieved the long-time midday show goal.
Oh, yeah. Bo's coming.
Bo Johnson to a remote.
Yeah, Abe finally put somebody in ahead of himself.
Yeah.
Because we know how much of a glory hog he is.
Yeah, Abe just had to go on a week-long cruise first before he could be like, all right, fine, someone else can have some glory.
He had some good conversation with Mr. Gordon probably, like, Abe, you've been like this since you were six, son. You've been selfish. Let somebody else.
When do you think, because, you know, Abe's a very specific type of guy. We love him. He's part of the crew here, part of the team. But, like, Abe, you know, he's Abe.
Yes.
He's one of one.
Yes.
When do you think it became clear that Abe was going to be the way Abe is?
Out the womb.
Early, right?
Out the womb.
Early realization.
Out the womb. Mr. G looks at his boy, his bundling little boy. Who's first, Abe? You or your sister? Abe was first.
Because they're twins. Of course Abe was first.
He probably pushed her out the way. Yeah, he probably pushed her out the way. Probably push his daughter and sister out the way, man. Like, no, I'm coming out first. You know, just push her out the way and everything like that. But yeah, Bo will be with us tomorrow. We'll be at Kennesaw tomorrow. So if you're in the area, come hang out with us. And if you've never seen Bo, he'll be with us. So there it is right there. But I had I wanted to ask you something.
Sure.
You said y'all went to Cancun. Y'all drove to Washington?
Oh, no, we went to Tijuana. I've been to Cancun.
I'm sorry, Tijuana. Yeah. I'm sorry. You drove from Washington to Tijuana?
We drove from Seattle to L.A. for spring break.
Okay.
And we were in L.A. for spring break. And then, like, midway through the week, a couple of buddies were like, you know what we could do?
Right.
Like, all right, let's drive down.
Right.
And so we did.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was the first thing. I remember when I signed.
It was actually not that bad.
When I signed with the Chargers.
It was pretty fun.
When I signed with the Chargers, I flew out and everything and had to do all that stuff. And that was one of the first things they told me. They said, do not go to Tijuana. Mm. They said, whatever you do. Do not go to Tijuana. I was like, I wasn't going to go anyways, but that made me want to go even more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I never did. I never made that trek to Tijuana because, I mean, that was one of the first things the organization, like, told.
Yeah, like, you guys had something to lose.
Yeah, they were like, don't.
We were a bunch of broke 20-year-olds, you know what I mean? There wasn't even any use robbing us, you know? We didn't have anything anyway. So, yeah, we went down there and drank a lot of tequila and had some food and came back. It was all right.
Yeah.
Like, There was some mistakes made, but nothing that bad. You know, similar mistakes that were made in L.A.
Did you check the Adam's apple?
Well, I didn't make those types of mistakes.
Oh, okay. All
is
right.
that the kind of stuff that happens down there? That's more of a... Anyway, no. Nobody had to do
all
that.
Right. Okay. just check it.
Nah, it was good, though. It was a good time. You got to check it off the bucket list, right?
I guess. I mean...
It's like I feel like it's, I don't know, it's different regionally, right? But, like, that's one of those things on the West Coast that's not that hard to do.
Right.
Because you spend time in, you spend time in Southern California, usually, if you grow up on the West Coast. And then you make the trip with the boys.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I mean.
We made it back.
That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
Because that was the thing that they were like, because the way they were trying to frame it is like, it's a possibility. If I go to Tijuana, I won't come back. And I was like,
no,
I don't think that's that serious.
That wasn't.
But they're like, we don't want you to take that risk.
Yeah, but there's more of a likelihood of somebody who, you know, kind of clearly has some money might get robbed.
Yeah.
Versus
I don't look like, but I don't ever look like I have money.
Yeah, I know. But maybe they Google you or something.
If they got to Google me, I deserve to be robbed. All right, if I'm in Mexico in Juarez or anywhere like that, drinking at a pub, and they Google me, okay.
I don't think any of my buddies. paid for, you know, paid for services. Maybe they did. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay.
It was a good time. It was a good time had by all. And it was a fun. That was a memorable spring break. We had a really good time that spring break. Except Washington lost to UConn in the Sweet 16, and just an absolute heartbreaker. And I'll remember that for the rest of my life.
Oh, okay. Rusty just sent us something real quick. Florida saying they're going to stick with Nick. I like that.
It's going to get ugly, so they're making the announcement now before taking on Texas with a Yale walk-on.
Yeah, that's
then
so
LSU after that.
Let me be clear about what Rusty just said. Rusty just said what?
He just sent us a text that, from On3 that the Florida has announced that they're sticking with Billy Napier as his head coach. Now, is that for the year or is that for going forward?
No, this is moving forward. Okay. The AD, Scott Strickland, came out minutes ago and said that – He's their guy, and we're confident.
Okay.
Interesting because, you know, obviously their record's not very good. It's about to get really bad as the season comes to an end. We talked a bit about it before the game last week because Georgia was the start of this just crazy gauntlet of games.
Right.
Georgia, Texas, LSU, Ole Miss, all ranked in the top 16 right now, and then Florida State to close out the season. There was some rumor that Billy Napier was going to need to go something like 3-2 in those final five games. No way. Yeah. Like there's just no chance of that happening. So I guess it's just more about, and I will give him credit for this, like keeping the team engaged and keeping the team high effort. Like they're playing hard. Mm-hmm. They played hard against Georgia.
They did.
They're just not as good.
Yeah, that's
like,
all.
They're just not as. And then Legway got hurt, and that was that. Like they weren't going to win that game with a third string quarterback from Yale. But I don't know. I kind of like it. Like. As much as like I'm not invested in it, so maybe Abe doesn't feel this way, but I like when athletic departments have a tiny bit of patience and reward stuff like that.
I mean, but that's the thing with the patience part about it is, are you seeing signs of improvement? And I think that's always the one biggest thing is because we know the most. Well, sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. But the difficult thing in these type of situations is the buyout for the coach, and you having to eat that money and then hire another coach, and it's Florida, so you look at it as more of one of those high-profile jobs, so they're going to go big game hunting, you would think.
You would think. I mean, Billy Napier's their coach right now. No offense. And hopefully he makes it work, but he wasn't big game.
No, he was not.
You know?
Yeah.
Like,
there's also some self-preservation here from the AD. Like, I don't think he's hiring the next head coach.
Okay.
That probably plays part of it.
That could be part of it. I just feel like, you give up on a coach every 3 years, you're just really limiting your opportunities to give somebody a chance to show what they can do. Yeah. Like even in the NIL era where you can get a whole new class in through the transfer portal if you have enough money to get them in. I just, you know, but most of these guys are actually pretty good coaches. Circumstances are always complicated, and obviously winning in the SEC is really difficult and all that stuff. Like, no, Florida fans don't want to hear this. They just want their team to be good. But like, Billy Napier's probably a pretty good coach.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he got that job because he's a good coach and has had success in other places. You just keep turning these guys over every 3 years, you might be in the purgatory that you're in right now. You know what I mean?
I agree with you.
So I kind of like it.
I agree with you, man. And we're talking because obviously getting ready for this weekend, the Falcons have
Speaking of turning over coaches,
it should not be a big game, meaning that they should beat the damn Saints. The Saints are awful, but because of the trend of the new coach and all those different new coach energy down there in New Orleans, you worry about something because we've seen it happen. If it didn't happen more often than not, Andy, it wouldn't be anything. But it seems like it always damn happens. Mm-hmm. It seems like it always happens. The first game after a head coach has been fired, the team rallies or whatever, and they find a way to win that next game. Now, they don't win any more games probably after that sometimes, but they always seem to get that one game. And we saw it previously with Cleveland and the quarterback switch to Jameis. Then the next week, they look like Cleveland.
You saw it with Raheem.
Yeah, you saw it with Raheem.
You saw it with Raheem in 2020.
Rod got here, and everybody started playing better.
Yeah.
And, you know, then it got to one where, is he going to get the job that time? And so, it's always something that you got to worry about. I don't think it was a big deal, but I saw some people talking about because they did a walkthrough yesterday on a Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And is that more or less because you're banged up or you want to take some load off your players this late in the season? I don't know. I've never been to a walkthrough on a Wednesday.
I would guess.
Yeah, we've done helmets.
You know, they have those charts, you know?
Yeah.
You got to.
Yeah.
What is it? The big days and little days, or whatever they called it.
Yeah, something like
that. Well, maybe they'll mix the week around.
Maybe they'll practice harder today. Ain't gonna be the walkthrough today,
right?
Yeah, but I mean,
just do it reverse.
Walkthrough Wednesdays, hell yeah! Let me have some of that.
Sure, sounds great.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe that's a little reward for winning 5 out of 6.
Let me have some of that right there.
I do always think when we talk about things like new coach energy and I don't know, crowd noise and stuff like that. Like, certainly those things play factors in games. We've seen them. Maybe that'll be a motivating factor for the Saints and all of that. But I always think so much more importantly is what happens on the field and the talent gap between Team A and Team B and all of that. Like, if the best argument the team you're playing against has is something that takes place off the field, they probably don't have that many good arguments.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's also up to you to just take that away. Like, the new coach energy thing is something that gets zapped out real quick.
Real quick.
You score a couple touchdowns in the first quarter, and that's it. Like, you start letting them believe that it was Dennis Allen and this new guy, Rizzy, which sounds like a nickname, by the way.
Yeah.
Doesn't Rizzy sound like – that's actually his last name.
Like, I'm thinking Rizzo from Wu-Tang.
They probably
– Rizzo.
Rizzo. They probably call him Rizzy.
Yeah.
Or –
Maybe.
Rizzo.
Maybe. I'm thinking Rizzo. That's from what?
The Yankees.
No. Isn't it from
Greece?
Greece.
That was what you were thinking of?
I really was.
Not the first baseman from the Yankees?
Not even close.
All right.
Not even close to thinking about it. not even close.
I don't think Abe's ever been happier.
Why?
I don't know, because he loves musicals.
I mean, my daughter was Rizzo in Greece.
There it is.
My daughter was Rizzo.
There it is.
Yeah.
That makes so much more sense.
I shouted that out thinking there was no way it was actually Greece.
No, Kai was Rizzo.
All right, that tracks.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's like... That's the one that came to mind. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here on a Trillville Thursday to kick the show off. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest challenge, to be frank, is actually addressing the team, having your different vibe and who you are, without making it seem like you're taking shots at your predecessor.
Right.
And I wanted to make sure that every time, whether we did something good or bad, it was not taking a shot at Quinny in any form of way.
Quinny.
And like for me, that was my biggest challenge because of the respect level that I have for Dan Quinn.
Yeah, no, that has to be a little bit of a tough needle to thread as the interim coach because...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they got fired because we're bad.
Yeah.
And while I was helping them, whatever I was doing, I was offensive coordinator, defense coordinator, whatever my job was on the staff, I probably disagreed with some of the stuff they were doing when they're the head coach. So what are you going to do? So now I got to change it how I see fit to try to make this team win now, because this is now an interview for me, essentially, live job interview, without being like, yeah, well, that sucked. That was terrible. We can't do that. This guy's an idiot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I hadn't thought about that.
I've been through it twice. And one of the funnier ones was the guy who replaced the head coach, like, I don't want to say had a fit, but he was, like, getting upset because they wouldn't let him move into the big office.
Oh, like when he was the interim?
Yeah.
He wanted to move all his stuff
over?
Yeah,
he wanted to move all his stuff to the big office.
Seems like the wrong thing to be focused on.
Yeah, he wanted to move all his stuff to the big office.
Did that guy end up ever becoming a head coach?
Nope.
Yeah, that seems like stuff that...
Nope.
That's, yeah.
Nope.
Small potatoes, I feel
like.
Yeah, it is.
But I think, you know, what Raw is looking at it a lot like how you already explained it. You go down there and kick them in the mouth. And I'm talking about from the start because the one thing about these teams, especially in the NFL, if you let them hang around, because when you're letting them hang around, you're making mistakes.
Yes.
You're not being consistent. You are, not foot to the pedal. Just all the way mashing the gas. You are really, really, and then you get to a point where the fourth quarter and they're up by 3 points.
Exactly.
And then you start pressing.
The more you let that happen, exactly.
Yes.
There's pressure on you because they're not good.
Yes.
But then they also start to believe more and more it was that guy.
Yep.
It was that coach. We're good. We're awesome. And now we got this new guy in here. Everything's going to be different. Like, You just have to remind them very quickly that Dennis Allen wasn't the issue.
Yep.
The issue was that there a lot of injuries for sure, but the roster's kind of only okay, and that's that. And a lot of teams they've played are better than them, including the Falcons. So, yeah, go out early and establish that, and hopefully you can have some victory formations in the fourth quarter. Raheem talked about Drake London and Grady yesterday. Sounds good on both of them.
Yeah.
So,
Grady's like to hear that. Grady's come out and said he's going to play.
Maybe that's why they did a walkthrough yesterday.
Maybe. I mean, maybe. And I just love how Kirk Cousins said it was, let me find it. What did he say? It was well received. No blank. No blank. You telling me what? Hold on. Huh?
Yeah.
No pads? Hold on. No running? But
that would be like if every time there's free food here.
Yeah.
If someone was like, not only was there free food, but it was well received.
Yeah.
People really liked it.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, we do.
But no, I mean, when you have that, but the thing about it, it's not a blanket around type operation. It's all about being focused and all those different things. Because the one thing
they're taking the Saints lightly.
You don't want to look at it that way.
That's why they did it.
No, that's not why.
They lose on Sunday. I'm tweeting it.
Oh yeah, there's always another reason
hot
for
take
that.
Ready.
There's always another reason for these
got
things.
A hot take in the
but
chamber.
I mean, it's all about. And first of all, as a coach, you got to know your team to be able to do this. But it's all about the focus and everything when everybody's going around. I mean, so it's a walkthrough as far as the physical rest, but everything else is supposed to be sped up through the reads and everything like that. So,
be pretty cool if they could do to the Saints, because it's the final time they'll play them this year. What the Saints did to them last year.
Beat the hell out
remember
of them.
Remember that final game of the season last year?
Beat the hell out of them.
Absolutely beat the brakes off of them. That'd feel pretty good. Get to 7-3, 5-0 in the division, all that good stuff. In about an hour and 15 minutes from right now, the Atlanta Falcons offensive line coach and run game coordinator, Dwayne Ledford, is going to join the show. And we're going to talk to him about what all that's going to look like on Sunday. Talk to him about that offensive line.
Yeah, man.
And that run game.
Yeah. Because, I mean, any offensive line coach will tell you, that's what I want to do.
You got to run the ball.
That's what I want to do.
You got to run the ball. You got to run the football. All right. Awesome game for the Hawks last night.
Dude.
Really cool win over the Knicks. And probably the biggest story of the night was this right here.
Trey out on the right wing. Here comes a double. Throws it to Zach Rizashay. Foul line jumper is good. And the Hawks have tied the game at 110. The kid has 30 points on the night.
Yeah, man, played well.
He played awesome.
Well. Played well.
33
played well.
Points yes. last night. I think it's the second most points ever for a Hawks rookie. Highest rookie point total this season. It's early in the season.
Oh, okay.
Highest rookie point total of any game this season. He's the number one pick, so probably should be doing that. Yeah. But my only nitpick with him and them last night is he had 22 in the first half. He hit 5 threes.
Yes.
He made his first three in the second half and then didn't take another one.
Yes. Stay aggressive.
That's not on him. Like, feed this man.
Give him the ball.
You got to get this guy the basketball. He went 6 of 10 from 3. No way.
I'm going at least 15.
You got to shoot 15.
Yeah.
If you make 6 of 10, you got to get 5 more up.
Yes.
Now he's playing in the flow of the offense and they won the game and all that, but yeah, if I'm on that basketball team, I'm feeding the young man, letting him get some more threes up.
I thought that he was like I said, he was really good. We talked about Jalen on Monday, I think it was, how good he's been this season. Jalen Johnson's been really good.
I must have been you and Freaky.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was me and Freaky. And I think that you look at how Trey played yesterday, and the craziest part was when they got the rebound, they got the fast break, and he tosses it to Clint. I'm just like, dunk it, Clint!
Yeah, because he did.
And he put it through the hole, put the guy in the basket and everything. But, yeah, I thought that getting the win, because the Knicks are one of the better thought-of teams in the East, and these are the games that the Hawks would lose down the stretch.
This is the best win they have against a good team this year,
yes,
for sure.
No doubt. No doubt.
Because they've had some stinkers against some real good teams, the Celtics and the Thunder and teams like that. But, yeah, like if they can get this type of performance where Trey is excellent, where he's 23-10, played some pretty good defense, too, in the fourth quarter, and Jalen Johnson's giving you what he's giving you, 23-15. Like, those guys are going to be able to give you around a double-double every single night. It's all about who that other person that comes along with them is.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's Rizashay last night. At other times, it's been Dyson Daniels this year. You had Onyeka Okongwu with that big performance on opening night. Like, it's all about that third person coming along with them. And if you get a great performance like this from that third player, you can beat anybody.
Yeah.
Like, that was a really nice performance.
It was a nice all-around team performance for them. Like you said, the Rizashay was outstanding yesterday. Young man was hitting his shot, playing better defense. Like, he's an all-world lockdown defender. But he's a better defender than I think they gave him credit coming into the league.
That was his thing. He was supposed to be like...
I thought he was not supposed to be a great defender.
I was supposed to be like elite wing and shooting.
Okay, I thought that's what it was. I thought elite offensively. I didn't know what they were talking about. Because I remember they were saying he's going to struggle defensively.
Well, just like physically,
he was maybe going to get bullied.
But I thought he played pretty good.
But he's just smart. Like him and Daniels both. Watching them play defense is just like, I don't know how to. I mean, they're just in the right place. Mm-hmm. Even when Daniels is trailing a defender, or if maybe he gets, you know, off a step or something like that, he still has a really good ability to recover and be in a place to make them uncomfortable or make them have to make a bad decision. Like that dude, he's a difference maker.
He is, because
Dyson Daniels is an absolute pest on defense.
He, and that's his focus. You know what I mean? Like his whole, and he said this, his objective, he wants to be all NBA, defensive all NBA. That's what he wants to do. That is what he's striving for and everything. And you love that because that is something that we've been talking about, another bigger guard that takes on the team's best wing player, ball handler, whatever you want to call it. And he had the Jalen Brunson assignment yesterday. And so when you have that guy, and I thought down the stretch they did a great job with him and Trey doing the screen and roll, getting Jalen onto Trey last night. I thought that was a great job, especially in the fourth quarter doing that. But, yeah, I mean, this is going to be that process because we talk about how you win in this league. Obviously, we talk about all-star players and good players win games. But it's also a body type that wins games mm-hmm. also. And we talk about the bigger wings, like a guy like Jalen, a guy like Rishi Shea, those type body players are the ones in this league that help you win football. I mean, basketball.
It's great to be able to have a couple of those guys
yes.
to deploy in crunch time.
Yes.
And guys that can actually do it. Like,
right.
there's been guys with that body type on this roster for the last handful of years. But, their defense just wasn't what it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have guys that can actually do it. Nice win. Really nice win last night. And then Trey told all the Knicks fans
I loved it.
Bring their ass home, which was fantastic.
Because I wasn't there last night, but obviously I wasn't there last night. But did it look like old times when all the Knicks fans were there?
There's some Knicks fans in there. Whatever. Trey likes playing in front of the Knicks fans. He's not worried about it. You want to hear Trey tell them?
Yeah.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Since we're referencing it, we have the audio.
I hope these New York fans find their way to the exit real, real quick.
Get them out of here. Now get out of here.
Take out.
Take y'all ass home. Now get out of here. Who was that last? Was that?
About those big Tigger.
Oh, that was Tigger.
Take out.
Yeah. Now get out of here. Yeah. Get your ass out of here, man. We don't want you down here no way. All right.
Don't crease your Timberlands on the way out.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's going to be ruckus when they go back up there, though. That's what I'm going to love.
Great.
More than anything. Great. Good. Trey plays well in that.
When the Knicks hate Trey, that means the Hawks are playing good.
Yes.
Like the last couple of years, it's just been, oh, yeah, remember when they hated him and they would like chant blank Trae Young at Yankees games and stuff like that? That all kind of faded away.
Yeah.
Because the Hawks weren't good.
But now they're playing better. But like you just said, Bunk, that is the best win they've had, I think, this season.
The best win of the year.
Best win of the year.
No doubt.
Hopefully they can build off of it.
Yeah. All right, let's hear from Lane Kiffin talking about Carson Beck.
It's a good problem to have. To me, you have a highly talented quarterback like him that can make all the throws and, has thrown some picks. You just got to work through that part. And still, you got a great quarterback. Versus some people around the country say, okay, well, they protect the ball, but the quarterback can't make the throws. So it's a good problem to have. Like I said, these guys scored 30 in every game and are extremely talented.
I like what somebody said that I saw a tweet about Carson Beck to go back to the factory settings.
Just hit the reset button.
Hit the reset button and send Carson back to the factory settings. He's got to play better. And necessarily not play better. He can't throw interceptions. When he's not throwing interceptions, he's playing good.
I know. Yeah. I know. It's a ridiculous thing to say, but it's true.
Yeah. Don't come out there with that damn eye black on and all that crap. Just go play football.
Yeah.
Bo, did you get the thing I sent you? Maybe we can get that in the college football when Kirby and everything after the game against Florida and everything. So hopefully we can get it in. It ain't a lot of cursing.
Do you know what that was? That was Kirby trying to Beck back to the factory settings. That's exactly what that was. And we'll play it for you later.
Because we need him.
Essentially, that was Kirby immediately after the game in Florida, told Carson to stand up in the locker, get awesome, and we can help him play better.
Yes.
Didn't say anything about he said he didn't play his best game, whatever. But, like, that's just a coach having the pulse of his team, knowing exactly what needs to be said.
Because he wasn't
saying that
to Stetson. He was a dog cuss Stetson.
He didn't. Stetson was mentally tough.
Yes. Yes.
He had been everywhere.
Yes.
He made his way back. And something about walk-ons and all that. Carson needs an arm around his shoulder from time to time.
Like,
that's what Kirby was doing, which is good coaching.
Go. Here you go. All right. But no.
Everybody needs to be coached different.
If he doesn't throw the picks, especially on – if he doesn't throw picks on Saturday, throws you in his football game.
I think that's right.
Yeah, because Ole Miss is uber talented.
They're very talented.
They are. They got a lot of good players. They got players that give – the type of players that give Georgia problems, mainly wide receivers.
Yep. They got wide receivers that can go get it. They got a quarterback that's hyper-efficient, runs the ball pretty well. Not great, but pretty well.
He's only thrown three picks all
year. He's thrown three picks the whole year.
As much as they throw, 18 touchdowns, three picks.
As much as they leads the nation in passing, and he's thrown three interceptions, which is tough. The other thing that I didn't realize Ole Miss led the nation in, sacks.
Yes.
They get to the quarterback 42 times
this year. And it's not even – they got one guy – from Florida. He has 7.5 sacks. You got another guy.
They got one guy with nine. I don't know how to say his name, but he's got nine sacks.
So you got 9, 7.5, and you throw a couple guys in there with 4 and 5. They're a problem.
They are a problem.
They're a problem, dude. Yeah. That, what's it called back in that defense?
Yeah.
That would look like. Yeah, no, they're a problem.
And the main thing you like Arkansas got steamrolled, but it all started with bad turnovers. Mm-hmm. Like, it started with bad turnovers in that game.
Arkansas was in the game. Then you have a quarterback who fumbles it, and they recover for a touchdown.
Yeah.
And it was a wrap.
And then they hurt him because they sacked him 1,000 times.
Yeah,
and then they
brought
in their backup, by the way, who's from Kennesaw. Arkansas's backup quarterback's from Kennesaw.
Okay.
Because everybody in the country has a quarterback who's from the from the Atlanta area in one way or another. Yeah, and then they got beat 63 to something.
Yeah.
Because –
but my thing with
you
that whole
63,
like
points.
They were, I think it was like 50-14 or something, and Arkansas scores, and the dude who scores is all in the crowd doing his like
that
poses.
That's the quarterback from Kennesaw.
Oh, that's him.
That was him. Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you, boy?
I don't know.
Y'all are getting throttled.
He was flexing.
He's flexing
his arms.
You're getting throttled.
It was 42-17 at the time.
Yeah, come on,
man. And then Lane's like, all right. Yeah. We'll put three more
and
on.
And then
you.
Lane said, okay, you want to do that? You're getting throttled, and your ass want to fuck.
I know. All right. we'll come back and get to the back page with Bo an hour early as the Falcons offensive line coach, run game coordinator Dwayne Ledford is going to join us at 12:20. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
If you bought it,
every chance you get.
Every chance you get.
Every chance you get.
I represent.
Once a day. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday. Keep forgetting what day it is this week. I guess that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, man.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Get to the back page with Bo in just a couple of minutes, and that's because Dwayne Ledford, the Falcons offensive line coach, is going to join us at 12:40 when we normally do the back page with Bo. We'll get to an NFL no huddle, as always, to kick off the noon hour. And then college football, but more specifically Georgia and Ole Miss, kind of digging into the matchup and really talking about some of the things that are going to happen on the field as well as the off the field stuff too. I mean, this is another one of those ones. We said this to Alabama, said this to Texas. Like the narratives meet the intrigue of the X's and O's. Like what's going to happen on the field is just as interesting as the outcomes and the surrounding conversations and what it means for this coach and what it means for this program and all that kind of stuff. So that's what you want.
Yeah,
that's
man.
How you get the most exciting games.
It looks like it's going to be I think you mentioned it yesterday. I just saw it again. It's going to be some weather down there.
Yeah.
I was rain. It's going to be some damn weather. But it's going to rain. It's supposed to rain.
But that's what people mean.
Yeah.
When you say there's going to be weather, you don't mean it's going to be sunny and nice.
Yeah, but it's going to supposed to be raining a lot down there. So how does that go into the play calling as far as run the damn ball, Bobo?
Yeah, who does that benefit?
I think we're a better running team than them.
They're a great run defense.
Yes.
Now, that's maybe because people just pass against them and don't really run against them because they're down by 3 touchdowns against them all the time. But they got the second best run defense in the country.
Yep.
They lead the country in sacks.
They got dudes.
Yep.
They got dudes on that team.
That's the difference. That's the difference between this Ole Miss and others in the past.
Was Lane the coach when Georgia and Kirby went down there and got the hell beat out of him?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
I know last time we went to Ole Miss, we got the crap beat out of him.
But that was a while ago.
It was Kirby, though.
It was Kirby's
first year. Yeah, it was Kirby's first year,
Kirby's
second
first year. I remember
specifically. And we went down there and got throttled.
That's the first show I ever did on this radio station was that night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think it was Hugh Freeze.
Okay.
Was the coach there.
Okay.
That was 2016, so that was a while ago. It was Kirby's first year.
Yeah, no, we got throttled.
They got the hell beat out of him.
Yeah.
It was a big game last year when Ole Miss and Georgia played.
Yeah, but
Georgia beat the absolute brakes off.
We shut all that down
real quick,
fast in a hurry,
man. Wouldn't surprise me if that happens on Saturday. Like, a good game, too, but, like, Georgia steps up to the plate in these games.
They do. They do. But
I'll give
Lane and Ole Miss this. You know, we talk about buying and players and everything, which I have no problem with or anything like that. But he went out and got him a squad. He went and got the one thing that Georgia always beats him at.
Yeah. Trenches.
They always had skill players. They had damn junkers last year.
Yep.
They got skill players. Lane's going to do that. But they couldn't match up with Georgia in the trenches. And this year, they can.
Yeah, no, I mean, you listen to NFL scouts. They have as many NFL guys as Georgia, as Ohio State, as schools like that. So, okay, good. So now the deck is evenly stacked, if you feel that way. Georgia's got Kirby.
Yep.
And Ole Miss has Kiffin.
Yep.
And as our friend Brandon Adams loves to say, the next big win Lane Kiffin gets will be his first.
Yep.
He doesn't have any big wins.
No, he doesn't.
His whole career.
So, and this one?
This would be the biggest win. And I don't even know what would be second.
Like, there is no second.
This would be the biggest by a mile and a half.
Yep.
Like, as far as his career goes. So, anyway, we'll get back into that coming up at 12:20. Let's get to the back page.
Homeowner Bo Johnson.
Bo Johnson. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
Homeowner Bo.
I don't know if Mark Spain had anything to do with it or not, but it's a fair transition. Hello,
he
Bo.
He did not, but you know, it's still pretty cool.
Yeah.
Back to Peachtree Corners we go. Yeah, we closed on our house yesterday in Peachtree Corners, and we're excited. Now we got 3 weeks to get moved, and I think it's probably going to come down to the last week of the month because I procrastinate doing stuff.
Need any help? But,
yes. Yes, we do. From anyone out there listening.
Abe would love
truck
to.
Or, yeah.
You better hire some movers.
You ever hire movers? They're very expensive.
Yeah,
we did that the last time we moved.
I'll tell you this.
It was almost $2,000 for like 2 hours of work.
You want me to get them the people that moved us into our house? Because outside of something might get broken, which they broke that table. Like, Donna, I was like, Donna, who are these people?
That's like the worst endorsement you could give them.
But it was.
Outside of they might break
your
stuff. But it was cheap.
It was cheap. But I was like, I was helping them dudes move. I was like, hey, Doc, this is too heavy. Can you give us a hand, sir? Like, what the
hell?
Oh,
really? Oh, what? So did they, like, reduce the price a little bit?
Yeah.
Because I'll help them.
That'd help them.
I got no problem with that.
That'd help them.
But so if you want to help them and they might break your stuff, go with Randy's guys.
No, don't say Randy's guys. All right, that's my cheap-ass wife.
Oh, okay, go with Donna's guys.
My cheap-ass wife. But I got a question.
I'll help you if you want.
Well, I'm so happy for y'all and everything. I got a question. The picture was beautiful. I saw the picture with him and Tara and everything, and they had a beautiful sign that said Braves. Why was her name first?
So we got that little plaque thing from our mortgage lender, Sonny. Shout out to us, Sonny, and Sam, our real estate agent over there. He made that for us.
Oh, nice.
But I think that's probably the right move.
Okay, nice.
You know, just to, you know, I don't know that she would have felt any kind of way about it had my name been first, but, you know, I'll give her that. You can put your name first.
Yeah. That's good.
So speaking of names coming first, Zach Arishishe with a big night last night. So here's Zach post-game talking about a message that Quinn was delivering during the game.
He basically tells me to shoot the f***ing ball every time.
Yeah,
he can't even say pardon my French.
I love it.
He literally is French.
I love it.
Yeah, he should. He should have shot it more.
Yeah.
That's my only criticism of last night's game, is he played amazing. He was 33 points. He was 6 of 10 from downtown. He should have took 15 threes. Like,
I need a coach. I would love a coach to say that. If I'm a shooter, shoot the effing ball.
Shooting, man. If you have made 6 out of 10, you're taking more.
Yeah.
Like,
Heat check.
You got to heat check that thing. Because who knows? Like, he was very good. And a lot of the shots were in rhythm, so he wasn't forcing it. And I understand that's how they want to play with him. I don't know that they ran a play for him in the second half of that game. He just sort of scores in the flow of the offense, got some offensive rebounds and scored that way, found his way into the teeth of the defense on one big possession in the fourth quarter and made a little floater. But, yeah, go demand it. You're the number one overall pick, and you got 33? Like, clear out. Get out of my way. What?
Nah, monkeys on the loose in South Carolina.
Oh.
There are monkeys on the loose in South Carolina. Stay away from them.
Where?
You know orangutans?
They escaped a research facility?
Yeah.
So they might be pumped up with all kinds of stuff.
They might be jacked up on all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, dog.
What part of South Carolina? We got family out there.
I did too. My kids go to school there. My son goes to college up there.
All right, let's make sure it's not there.
Yeah, make sure it's not. Yeah, make sure it's not.
43 monkeys escaped the South Carolina research facility.
Was this planned?
Secure your windows.
You think somebody let them? Somebody had to let them.
Probably.
Out. Somebody
free
let
the
them
monkeys.
Out. Yeah, somebody like that. Free the monkeys and that ass roll around.
Beaufort? Is it Beaufort County or Beaufort County?
I don't know. All Beaufort? I know is that they coming out looking like the damn Ninja Turtles. You know what I mean? They were monkey jacked up on the ooze.
They got mutant monkeys running.
Hey, man. Don't go near them, people. So, you know, in the zoo, orangutans are the only shoot-on-site animals that if they get loose, they're drop them right there on the spot.
Seriously?
Like, not even lions or tigers.
Really?
They can tranquilize a lion or tiger, but they won't go right after you. Orangutans will come after you with the intent of harming you. Yeah.
Yeah, know that.
So don't go near no monkeys, people.
Yeah,
stay
man.
Stay safe out there.
This is how that James Franco version of Planet of the Apes started.
Sure is.
They escaped, and then they're just hanging out in San Fran.
Oh, no, that is chilling. where our family lives. It's out on the coast. Uh-oh. Dang it. They got little kids.
Watch the monkeys.
Yeah. Steer clear of those monkeys.
Steer clear. Don't try to be no hero.
It's not a Curious George situation. Sorry, we've been watching a lot of Curious George at the house.
Yeah, Curious George. There are no nice monkeys out there. Stay away from them.
Okay.
Don't let Curious George fool you. So the Kelseys recorded New Heights yesterday. So we heard from Jason already, apologizing for whatever reason for talking back and punking the dude that was talking about Travis. So here's Travis's response to Jason having to apologize.
You had some f***ing clown come up to you and talk about your family, and you reacted in a way that was defending your family, and you might have used some words that you regret using, and that's a situation that you just got to kind of learn from and own. And I think you owning it and you speaking about it shows how sincere you are to a lot of people in this world.
Jason was the bigger man. He apologized. So
yeah, I apologize, man.
I get that, like, in his position and all the things he has going on right now, it's probably easier just to be like, yeah, my bad, and then keep it moving.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything wrong.
No.
And in reality, maybe it could be a good learning opportunity for chumps.
Yes.
To stop doing stuff like that.
Yes.
Because it just, again, we talk about, it seems like we have a story like this every single week, whether it's in a stadium or whatever. Like, this is, it's an epidemic of people thinking that life is not real or something like that. And I don't know, man. Like,
chumps.
We gotta behave better. Like,
chumps.
You can't act like that in public. This is not the internet. You shouldn't act like that on the internet
people
either.
Need to be punched in the face sometimes.
It's true.
But thankfully, he didn't do that, because with, you know, technology and cameras and all that stuff out there, we'd be facing a big, you know. Dude 100% deserved it, but Jason Kelce is probably out of a job right now.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing about it. He's the one with actually something to lose here, so, you know.
So, Randy, when you were in school, did you actually, like, how much did you actually have to study for testing your college?
Well, since I've already graduated and got a degree and everything like that, not a lot.
They can't take it back.
They can't take it back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they can't take it back.
So, you know, Bengals are on Thursday Night Football. Now, we actually have a great one tonight, Bengals-Ravens. Looking forward to that one. So, Jamar Chase was asked if having to learn offense for this week was kind of like cramming for a test in school.
I didn't study in school.
See, I would never say that, because I did
it's
study.
A lot. You just got to stay focused, you know what I'm saying? You just got to really lock in right now. So, I mean, we get a little break time.
I did study. All right.
Is he saying that because he didn't have to take his own tests? Or
that
is
could
he saying
be it.
That because he was just really, really smart?
Like, that could be it.
That could be
I
it.
I would never.
Benefit of the doubt.
I would never,
process.
Ever say I never studied. I would never, ever say I didn't go to class, because I did do all of those things.
You had to.
I had to.
Yeah.
So I went to class and I studied and everything like that. But I mean, there were some moments where, you know, whoever the shorty was, you know, she had the Social Security. Yeah. Surprisingly. Yeah. I think about that a lot of times, because, you know, back then sometimes in class you had to sign in with your social sometimes.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, your last four digits.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I thought about that. But, yeah, Georgia, yeah, it was something to be present in some classes. But all I know is that when I would study, I always did well.
Nice.
It's amazing how that works.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
It's almost like cheating.
It's amazing.
It's
amazing what I tell my kids about studying, and it works. When I did it, it worked.
I know it blows people's minds, but like, you go to class, you read the book, you study the stuff.
Yes.
You're probably going to do well.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is amazing how that works.
Yes.
So, how about a go-to snack when you're in the NFL? What was your favorite food to go to?
Oh, man, I didn't eat a lot of junk food. Favorite snack. I mean, I've been a Polk Ryan dude. I was eating skins before I had teeth. You know what I mean?
So the Athletic recently did a study. 24 teams in the NFL participated. Go-to snack for NFL football players this season?
Let me guess. Uncrustables.
It is Uncrustables.
That was, all right. That was a guess. I didn't know that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
80,000 Uncrustables.
They love these
a year.
Things.
I love them, too.
I never had one.
You never had an Uncrustable? Really?
Uh-huh. What is it?
Well, it's basically a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with no crust on it.
I would have
me
sworn.
Me personally.
Okay. I think Lily got some of those at soccer a couple weeks
ago. They're kind of expensive, though, for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I would have sworn that you would have had one.
I've never had one.
Really?
Wow. They are very, very tasty.
They're good, and they're very.
I would rather just make a sandwich, though.
They're good, and they're very, very addictive.
Yeah.
There's two things I done got hooked on since we've been back from vacation. One is carbs, brother. I mean, dude.
That's all right.
No, it's not all right, Andy.
You need them.
No, it's like crack, man. Because when we were over there in Bora Bora, like, we would go to the grocery store, and they would have, like, the bread loaves in a bin. No plastic, no wrap. And
just fresh bread?
Just fresh bread sitting in the bin. And people would walk by and just grab them and go pay for them,
yeah,
obviously.
Sure.
And so since I've been back, I went to Publix, and there was that big-ass roll, that bread roll that Publix got.
Yeah.
I bought it, Andy.
It's delicious.
And I went up under it.
I'm sure you did.
No, that's bad for me.
Is it?
I can't.
Well, a lot of bread is, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you see me over here scratching. I want some bread right now, Andy.
Now, is it because, like, you have a gluten reaction?
I don't know, man.
Or
I know. I mean,
you're just thinking about it and getting a little
itchy. I don't know, dog. That bread, good, man.
Bread's really good.
It's really good.
It is not overrated.
It is accurately rated.
Very, very good. Bread is delicious.
It's very
good. Just ask you a question. I'm not trying to be a wise guy here. But you have famously said you will not eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
I did say
You're like, I'm not eating that blank.
How did I say it, though?
With so much disrespect.
Yes.
Yeah. But an Uncrustable.
It's not a sandwich.
It's not the same thing.
No.
Okay. Just making sure.
It's not, Bo.
Just making sure.
It's not.
Because you had a real look on your face about peanut butter and jelly sandwiches just a couple weeks ago.
No. Hold on.
Wait, so not only is it a sandwich,
no, but it's not a sandwich
where you've cut the crust off like a little kid.
It's not a sandwich. All right? It's not a sandwich.
I would dare to say that Uncrustables are softer than regular peanut butter and jelly
sandwiches.
I'll
tell you this. How about we go get a damn box then and look at it and see if it says sandwich on it?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how we settle it.
Yeah.
We'll eat them.
No, it's how
I didn't know what Randy was going to say. How about we?
It was the description of how
Randy.
You
you're not going to like what's on the box.
What's that about?
You're not going to like what's on.
Well,
the box.
I haven't had one in a long
peanut
time.
Peanut butter and grape jelly sandwich.
But that's not what it is.
Yeah,
that's not what it is. And it was
a peanut butter and jelly Hot Pocket.
We got to go.
You're one of the best guys.
We got to go. It wasn't even about the
frozen crustless sandwiches.
No, that's not what it is though.
Frozen.
It was. Huh. Yeah. No. Okay, we got to go break. But it was how you described the peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
What did I describe it? I just said sometimes I'll eat a peanut butter and jelly if I'm making the kids peanut butter and jelly.
And that's what it was. That's what it was.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what it was.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. But I can't.
I will make two of those every time I make
that. That was so great. Randy was like, see what the box says. Box gave the wrong answer. Box is wrong. Best. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle. The league where they eat a lot of Uncrustables. Coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.